BW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA has been warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers, something that could snarl airline traffic this Thanksgiving holiday travel week. If you're planning to fly into or out of Charlotte's airport in North Carolina, you could run into a different problem as well.
Overnight, Charlotte airport workers actually went on strike just days before Thanksgiving, so they're calling it Strikesgiving. Charlotte is one of the major hubs for American Airlines, so this could potentially affect that airline. 1 million passengers are expected to fly through Charlotte this week alone.
ABC Transportation correspondent Jill Benitez. Over a dozen people missing after a tourist cruise vessel sank in the Red Sea overnight. High demand for today's hearing on whether the process should begin of letting the Menendez brothers out of prison. Eric and Lyle Menendez killed their parents in 1989. Some in Los Angeles argue they deserve to be released based on good behavior and new evidence in their case. Donald Trump has chosen his new cabinet and named many of those who will play key roles in his next administration. This is ABC News. Grimway Farms now says its carrots are safe to eat. The California-based farm was at the center of a deadly E. coli outbreak, according to ABC's Melissa Adan.
California-based Grimway Farms, a supplier to Trader Joe's, Wegmans, and Kroger, expanding a voluntary recall after several of their products were linked to a deadly E. coli outbreak. One person died while 39 others have been sickened, 15 of them hospitalized. The company's president and CEO speaking directly to shoppers, saying consumers should feel confident that the carrots available for purchase on store shelves today are safe.
In South Korea, a final round of talks are underway this week to discuss what to do about curbing plastic pollution. The United Nations representatives from the plastics industry and a slew of delegations from around the world are trying to iron out a legally binding agreement. Experts say 400 million tons of plastic waste is produced every year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I just told him to give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. It's trying to be an area to grow in and be better in, so... It's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and falling temperatures likely today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming breezy. Gradual clearing 24. Tomorrow sunshine colder with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Maggie Dawn.
It's Thanksgiving week, and I've got a special guest, Professor Bill Whitford, the named plaintiff in the Supreme Court gerrymandering case out of Wisconsin, joins us. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good looking Monday morning. Big win over the San Francisco 49ers. Miami Dolphins with Alec Ingold, the pride of Bayport, coming in. Bayport, of course, state champions. Congratulations to them. Notre Dame, congratulations. And I'll tell you what, they knocked off two of the biggest names. I think there is such a bias in this state about suburban Milwaukee schools versus Northeast Wisconsin schools with the way they're ranked all season long. And I love it when local schools go down to Madison and kick the butts of Milwaukee suburban schools. I love that so much.
But just saying.
And your neighbor had an unbelievable game. Yeah. Connor Christian, beyond belief.
Yeah.
Beyond
I just hope
belief.
I know he's going to, you know.
He's only a junior, though, isn't he? Or is he a senior?
Senior.
Senior, okay.
And
Brady Moon for Bayport. First play of the game, Bayport the other night, 80-yard touchdown run. Incredible.
Yeah. Christian, what do you have, 5 touchdowns?
It's unbelievable. 400 yards rushing. Unbelievable. Yeah. Congratulations. Not the only team, but I feel really bad for Wrightstown. They had a play in that just slop. Just a sleet storm.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you make it all the way to the state finals and that happens, but part of the way it is. That's why in Michigan they do it right. They play indoors for the last game.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. They're wimps. Okay, you're right.
Outside, in the elements. And John knows.
Yeah. Because you spend a lot of time in the elements when the weather's bad.
Todd,
are you with me on that?
He's been complaining
about the team. I'm not going winter camping. I'll get an Airbnb.
The team that lost in the championship, it was bad. He's been talking about that for 3 days, about how bad it was. It's like, John, what are their opponents playing? You know, it's like those guys were on some sunny island. I mean, it's the game. It's the game, the game. Anyway,
Are you through? Can we talk to our guests now?
These guests are awesome. We talk about Green Bay, I should say Greater Green Bay, Brown County, Northeast Wisconsin, and healthcare is what we're kind of known for. I mean, you really look at the hospital systems we have here, and every time we get named, you know, the greatest place to live, they always talk about the support of healthcare. And you guys, these two guys from HME Medical, right? Is that what you're claiming? Yeah, HME Medical. We have Jim Murray with us and Greg Bellavar. Is that close, Greg?
Bellavar, yes.
Bellavar, all right. From HME Home Medical, you may know where they are here in Green Bay. It used to be Bergstrom Auto, right on Riverside Drive. Those guys bought that, took it down, and made it an unbelievable home medical facility. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I just want to say thank you for so many elderly vets friends that have, you guys have helped make their life better. Let's put it that way. Over the years, especially my World War II vets.
Yeah.
They were, you know, they're a special breed and they're very proud and very whatever, but you guys helped them out
numerous times.
We love our veterans over at Jimmy.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
But we're talking a little bit before, and I asked you how sleep apnea is something you read about people.
Sometimes. I think I've got that. I do. We know.
But tell me about that service that you offer.
Yeah, well, Mino, up to 40% of adults are walking around with obstructive sleep apnea.
Look at him. Look at his face. No, I'm serious. Look at right there. You see that? It says, and it's shocking how many people come into this show where have the little indentations in their face from the mask. Isn't that though, Jim?
Oh, yeah. We
it's
talk about that a lot.
Incredible. How many?
They said 40%.
Mayor, we got to get you a better mask.
Okay.
We got to get you a better mask.
I tried. I did blow that. I just want to say, you guys, I'm not complaining. I did try. You guys, okay, let's do that. That would be great because I don't want to buy it online. Thank you for offering that. But you talk about your facility, and I think some people look by and they think wheelchairs, which is great, what you do in the carts. That's important. But talk a little bit more about the sleep apnea service that you provide.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think we're a wheelchair or hospital bed store. And, you know, we're coming up on 40 years in business here in Green Bay. Yeah, in 1986. And just about every DME started as a respiratory store of some kind. Patients who leave the hospital maybe need oxygen. That was really kind of the birthplace of this entire industry. But it's become so much more. We have a full line of respiratory equipment. We manage patients in their home, keep them in their home longer and safer. So everything from CPAPs.
You know what I got from you guys one time? This is years ago now. I blew out a disc in my back.
Oh, no.
Okay. Lifting my son out of his car seat on Christmas Day. He was sleeping and I didn't want to, so I reached way
it's
over.
It's a bad lift.
It's like 20 pounds and it blew a disc in my lower back, okay? So what I had to get from you guys was a home whirlpool type thing you put in your bathtub.
Oh, okay.
And you'd hook it up and did the thing so I could give myself a whirlpool in my bathtub. But it was like, where else would you find something like that? You know, and then I got it was so bad I got a walker from you guys.
Well, and what started as oxygen and respiratory and
right.
has grown into CPAP and everything respiratory. Now we have the full line store. We do lift chairs, which aren't just chairs that stand you up. They're beautiful pieces of furniture that are fully power recliner, get you into infinite positioning. So when you talk about a back injury.
Right. Talk about how the equipment has advanced. Everybody talks about, laser surgery and all these other great things that have advanced, but your side of the aisle is advanced quite well too.
Yeah. I think Greg's, he constantly says he's learning it's like drinking from a fire hose. There's so much in the store, thousands of SKUs, all there to help patients with minor things or major things. Could be patients getting a hip replacement or knee replacement surgery, and they're not going to be able to get upstairs to their bedroom for a week or a month.
Used it for that too, and I had my hip replaced.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I got a scar. I ever show you my scar?
No, I want to give you. We'll talk to our guest. What's helping your business? Is that they don't want you in the hospital very long anymore.
Well, that's just it. I mean, Jim and I have talked. I just started in April. I've been in medicine my whole career, but on the other side of, managing doctors and clinics.
Where are you from?
Originally from St. Louis area, okay. Southern Illinois. But yeah, I've been in Wisconsin for about 4 years, but it just started with Jim and HME in April. So Jim's right. It's I know the business, but I knew it from the other side. So really this is all about trying to keep people at home. No one wants to be in the hospital. No one wants to be somewhere. They want to be where they've always been their whole lives. And so that's our job. Our job is to try to solve problems for these people and do it with care.
How much
and compassion.
Does like one day in a hospital cost? I mean, especially if you're just laying there kind of whatever watching TV versus you could do that at home. Yeah. How much is that? Like $5,000 a day or something?
No, it's all of that. I mean, the insurance company dictates a lot of that. And you're okay with that because you can set up something at home that's akin to a hospital. And one could argue and then people who are sick that are maybe towards the end, they don't want to go to a nursing home. They don't want to go. They want to stay where they are, and you can help that environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's part of our job. Jim and I talk about our home mods division. People don't know all we do. That's a big one that people don't know what we do. Home modifications are huge. We have a whole construction team of gentlemen that go out and go into houses and do evaluations and see what do you need, what to be safe, what do you need to be happy. How can we keep you here versus, you know, this one thing's going to make you go somewhere else? Let's create that solution there at home.
That is such a big thing now. Like, I've got a builder, home builder, where they will put in, like, for that extra bathroom, like the zero clearance showers and different thing, because so many parents, mother-in-laws, father, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't want them in a home. They don't really need to be in a home, but yet they can't take care of their house anymore, and they move in with the kids type of thing. But it's like, it's so much easier to build those things initially versus, you know, reconfigurating everything.
Well, the number one thing that takes a senior out of their home is what?
Stairs?
A fall.
Yeah, a fall. Yeah.
A fall.
Yeah. Well, we had a fire chief on here. Their number one call they get on a regular basis are falls.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what our home mods team does so well, is they'll come out to a person's home at no cost and just take a look around, take some measurements. Maybe it's steps up into the home. I mean, here in Green Bay, we have some beautiful older homes.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of them come with 6, 8, 10 steps up into the home.
Yeah. It's built in like 1914.
Yeah. So modular ramps are a big thing. Stair lifts, of course. You mentioned stairs, Mino. And I can't stress it enough. The number one thing that takes a senior down is falls in the bathroom, falls on stairs. And
not just senior. I got a tremendously good friend, big, healthy guy, tripped going downstairs, lost his balance, hit his head against another door type thing, and paralyzed.
Yeah.
I mean, 40 years old, prime of life. I mean, his life has changed.
It is. And we see a lot of folks in their home that have life-changing things like that. Maybe now they need a bed, or maybe they need a whole healthcare suite in their bedroom. And so we'll do ceiling suspended patient lifts that will take them from bed to bathroom, out into a living space. We can really modify every aspect of a home.
Wow.
Like, and not to put blame on the victims, but sometimes people get, it's like, there's this one guy, I'm not even going to mention a name, but he's carrying a big armful of linens down his stairs. And he didn't want them to get wrinkled, so he's very careful. He tripped and he fell and had a fall because of linens. Todd, remember that guy?
More importantly, as we enter this holiday season, and it might be nice to look at your parents' home and have your consultant come out there and say, look, for Christmas this year, and the bathrooms are where they need to start. Yeah. I mean, look, you guys are the...
Nope, 100%. Okay. You're exactly right, Mayor. The bathroom is the number one place for those falls to happen. There's moisture, and it's slippery.
It happens so fast.
It could be a simple couple of grab bars. Right. One by the toilet, one getting into the bathtub.
That's not that expensive. I mean, kids can do that for their parents.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to get that whole tub thing that they show on TV where you got, there's other things you can do to step over, but you can do that, spend some money too and get the walk in and all that. But
it
depends kind of where you are in your life. I just think, you know, parents want to stay in their home. The kids are like, oh, they have everything. Well, do they? You know, go to talk to these guys.
Yeah. In our showroom over on Riverside Drive, we have a full vignette of equipment, from stair lifts that you can sit on and try to the barrier-free showers. We now have a new thing. It's a tub cutout. So imagine that old tub in that 1914 home. We can cut that tub and make an opening with a very small step to step over. Instead
with
of
a door,
tub.
Then
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Fills in the space.
Wow.
So
that that is cool. I mean, I'm impressed by that.
But
I didn't know you could do
that.
You
know, bathroom benches, shower benches—they're inexpensive, like you mentioned.
Oh man.
And you know, we all hop in the shower and stand up and take a shower. Well, you get to a point where maybe sitting down in the shower would be better and more comfortable.
So you don't have to take that kitchen chair anymore.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let ye cast the first stone that hasn't sat down in a shower some mornings and having a rough morning. Yes or no? Todd? Yeah.
Me? Never.
You ever, back in your day, don't you tell me you didn't.
I have never.
Sunday morning, you're like, you're laying in the shower.
These guys got so much to offer.
We're
going to
a quick break back after this.
He wore his passion for his...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Just to explain, he kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again.
Hey, welcome back! Mind of the Mayor here on a good looking Monday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app.
I was laughing at John coming out of the break because he looked in the glass of the window between us and he was fixing his hair. And it was just his
what
very,
hair.
It was very pleasurable to see him doing that. It was interesting.
Both strands. Okay. we have a great company in house.
That's not very,
Todd,
very nice.
We have I try to be on vacation Wednesday, so then you don't have to. Okay. We have a great
company. It was a bad haircut. I got another bad haircut. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got to find a regular hair cutter.
It's funny. He goes to different places. Every time he goes, he gets a bad haircut. You ever look at the source? You know, I mean, but whatever. It's harder to cut you bald guys, too, because my wife was a hairdresser. And like people like me, got, you know, all like these guys in here.
Did you just call me a bald guy?
Well, it's thinning. Would you? You're not going to argue that, are you?
I'm not going to.
You guys, okay, we got to move on, but is it
a little embarrassing when you got company here, Jim? And you,
I should just sit in front of the company. In front
Jim
of the
Murray
children.
And Greg Bellavere.
You guys
HME,
are great.
HME, Home Medical Services. So,
right here on Riverside Drive, used to be Bergstrom Auto. They
no,
bought it.
Wasn't.
They
were no, it wasn't.
Brennan Buick.
That's what I meant. But Bergstrom, but who bought Brennan? Okay, John? So, okay. All right. Back to these guys.
I used
guys.
To be friends with Jim. Jim Brennan.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, again. And you provide like home health care equipment, everything from a CPAP mask to these unbelievable chairs that. Okay,
hang on. I got, because this is going to get personal now. Tell me again. You said, okay, because Jim's got those scars on his face. Okay.
Scars. John, it's not a
I
scar.
I mean, he's Al Capone, basically. But so tell you said, because I think I'm going to need one of these. Okay, actually, Jim's wife is hooking me up to get tested, okay? Mm-hmm. You said there's better masks than there used to be. Tell me about these, because I don't think I'd be able to sleep with a mask on.
Right, yeah. We have respiratory therapists that right in our building. So when you come in and to take care of all your situation you need from the doctor, we have people that will fit you. They will the best equipment, the best fit, everything else, and Jim can go on that.
Yeah, they'll use software and put your face on an iPad.
Really?
And literally, it'll match up your face to the best product.
Wow.
So mask or pillows under your nose, it's incredible software.
Wow, why didn't you do that?
I don't know that
you
they
should
have.
That's maybe it's not too late.
Maybe it's relatively new.
It is brand new.
It's brand new. Listen up. It's brand new, John.
Thank
what
you,
was that? What did he say?
I said maybe it is too late.
For you, it's too late.
It's scarred. So it's brand new technology. See, these things are keeping up on.
I know.
And people with those sleep apnea, they used to be. I remember the first time I went through the airport with that machine, and the guy, you know, he think he was bringing a gun on there. But that was 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Or 8 years ago or something. And now everybody has that.
Yeah, we stay on the forefront of technology the best we can. That's one thing Jim and I talk about almost daily. We almost joke about it, how much we know we need to be on that forefront of technology. Everyone's moving forward. And if we're not moving forward, then you're falling behind, right? So we always stay on the forefront of what's going on. We partner with different companies. We go to trade shows. We go to different places, see what they're doing, see what other people are doing. What's new? What's the latest and greatest? Let's stay on the front.
And you're serving Northeast Wisconsin. You got a branch in Appleton. You were looking at Sheboygan. Tell me about
Manitowoc, right?
I'm at Manitowoc. Tell me about the other things you do. I mean, you're also a charitable company, and we love doing business with companies who give back to our community.
Yeah, you know, in that season of giving, we're trying our hardest to do.
You're taking it a different direction a little bit, though. Which this is interesting.
So this month, we decided to do a promotion where you'll get a sale price on an item if you bring in an unopened can of dog food or cat food or bagged food. And I think it gets you like 15 or 20% off anything in the store. And it is blown up. We've got dog food and cat food.
And explain why you're doing that.
So the Humane Society, we reached out to the Humane Society, and everyone loves their little furry pets at home. And so the Humane Society, the number one need they have is dog food and cat food. All the storms over the summer and late fall that hit the southern states, a lot of those pets get displaced and end up in shelters here in the north. And so they're just busting with dogs and cats, and we want to help.
Never knew that.
And that makes sense that would be their biggest need, right?
No question.
They don't need, I mean, you're going to bring them the blankets or tube. I mean, wow, that's very cool.
Yeah,
that's
We do so many things. Like we have the Silver Bells thing going for the Salvation Army right now. In October, we did a lift chair event where we raised over $1,600 for the Alzheimer's Association. We did a team walk. We had an HME team. I think we had about 20
of us. We're big with the Alzheimer's Association here.
Yeah, Carrie said that she did. Yeah. And so we work with them closely. We're trying to, we did the whole, like 20 of us were down there for the walk that morning on City Deck. It's just, we try to do as much as we can. Local is very big to us.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
CP Telethon, we do every year. And again, based on our lift chair sales, we donate a percentage that month to the CP Telethon. Usually comes to about $2,000.
Nice. Wow.
So HME here on Riverside Drive is, you don't need a doctor's prescription. You can just stop in and just look at your chairs, look at the equipment. I mean, you have everything there.
Absolutely. And our folks are trained to let you know, okay, if you have a benefit in your insurance, that you can utilize your insurance. Some folks don't know a lift chair. There is a benefit that Medicare and some insurances will pay for a portion of that lift chair. So they'll kind of guide you through the process, Mayor. And it's just tell them what you need and tell them how you
That's
use
awesome.
It.
That's awesome.
Hey, when you say lift chair, did you watch The Sopranos?
Yes.
Remember Mrs. Soprano, the mom? Olivia, she had that, right? Olivia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of those.
So I always say our lift chairs are not grandma's lift chair anymore. Right. The ones you'd see like on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
These things, think of your home theater or the positioning these chairs go to and the materials they use to make them.
And when you look at them, you don't know it's a lift chair.
Yeah.
Has one of those. It's unbelievable and that thing's got like 7 different buttons on. Yeah. I'm just afraid I'm going to see her in there crunched up. Like, Mom, don't, no, stop. You know? She loves it. That is the best gift. I've got a bunch of brothers and sisters, so when we all pitch in, we can, you know, do something like that. But she absolutely loves that chair. And you walk into her place, and it's like, looks like a regular chair. Yeah. So that's from you guys.
My dad would take 7 naps a day in his chair. He reclined that thing, and he just doze off for 20 minutes.
You know, it's places like yours that, you know, we talk about this, what makes the Green Bay area, Northeast Wisconsin, a cool place to live. It's stuff like this, that you guys reach out to the, you know, the people that need it the most and help give their quality of life a boost.
And I want to just one more plug for you guys, and I can speak because I'm a customer. You've got great customer service, and sometimes people have good products, but they just don't have the service behind it. And you guys do, and everything from insurance to trying something out to referrals. So,
it's a constant effort. Yep. We appreciate that, Mayor.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And one more time, Humane Society, helping them out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So just
can people just drop off stuff for you guys?
Yep. Through the end of November here, so you got a few more days left. Get us some dog and cat food. The Humane Society needs it.
Fantastic. Riverside Drive.
Riverside Drive.
Right. Beautiful. Jimmy Medical.
Former Brennan Buick. All right. We're going to take a quick break on Broadway. Joining us next.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Electronic identification tags in the livestock industry creating quite a dust-up. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Livestock Marketing Association believes that requiring livestock owners to have electronic identification tags should be something completely funded by the federal government. While there are some states getting money from USDA, Wisconsin may not be at the top of the list. That's according to Chelsea Good, Vice President of Public Affairs for the Livestock Marketing Association.
LMA perspective, we believe that those tags should be fully funded by the government, that they have always provided tags for free, the metal tags for free. And thankfully, Congress last year agreed and directed USDA to continue to provide tags and spend up at least $15 million on tags and related infrastructure. The way that works is it's actually distributed through the state veterinarian's office, and each state has been given a certain allotment. Unfortunately, I think Wisconsin's been a little underserved in this process. It's one of those states where currently they are totally out of the USDA-provided EID tags.
That's Chelsea Good. She's the Vice President of Public Affairs for the Livestock Marketing Association. She says they are remaining optimistic that during this lame duck session when the farm bill is addressed, that those electronic identification tags will be addressed as well. We've got a new U.S. Ag Secretary in the queue. Tell you more about that and get your numbers next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bile-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday, barrel cheese was down 3 at 165. 40-pound block cheese down 3 and 3 quarters at 164 and a half. Double A butter down 3 quarters of a cent, 254 a pound. And a Texas farm girl is getting the nomination from soon-to-be President Trump. Her name, Brooke Rollins, and she has been named as the nominee to become our next U.S. Department of Agriculture's secretary. She is currently president CEO of America First Policy Institute, a think tank. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and falling temperatures likely today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming breezy. Gradual clearing 24. Tomorrow sunshine colder with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they'd been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones.
for you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here tonight. Victory Monday in Titletown, Wisconsin, and Oshkosh in Points Beyond. 39 degrees in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 42 in Oshkosh already. Mary Rohde joining us from On Broadway. You guys, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about some cool areas in Northeast Wisconsin, go down Broadway this time of year. And it's like, you know what? I was thinking about this. I forgot to tell you this. So remember we were talking about our favorite Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought about this during the parade. My favorite Christmas song is City Sidewalks.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Where it's Christmas time.
Can you play City Sidewalks?
In the city.
I love that song. Yeah. City Sidewalks.
Can I finish? Okay. So anyway, I was thinking about that. That's my favorite song. You know why? Because that one time I came to Green Bay when I was a little kid during Christmas, it's like I felt like I was in the big city.
Oh, yeah.
And I always thought then of Christmas time in the city was downtown Green Bay.
There you go. That worked.
Yeah. So
and
anyway.
It is.
Yeah. But so what I'm saying is,
yes,
if you want a slice of old school Green Bay Christmas, walk up and down Broadway Street
right now. You know,
Mary Rohde is joining us from On Broadway.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
So that is probably one of the biggest compliments. Actually, there's two really big compliments that we get from folks who either shop the Broadway District or they come to our Chris Kindle Market on Broadway. This time of year especially, they're like, oh, you know, we get the Hallmark reference, right? Oh, we feel like we're in a Hallmark movie. We just got a really awesome compliment from someone I know. Their parents went to the Czech Republic a lot when they were a child. Like
Prague?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
my son
over
went to school there.
Somewhere.
In Prague.
Right. And they said that they just came to the Chris Kindle Market for the first time last year and it automatically sent them back.
There. I know exactly the part of Prague you're talking about.
And that was, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, that's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the key. That reminded me of when I was a little kid coming to Green Bay and it was so lit up. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it was old school Green Bay before the mayor tore the mall down. And it's just one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, this is like, you could shoot a movie. You could literally shoot a movie on Broadway.
You know, that's what we try. That's what we shoot for.
Cut off because you.
I'm sorry.
Which the tax base went from $4 million to
$4 million.
Okay,
here. Yeah,
just don't say that.
Nothing.
Taxes should be a lot higher.
Nothing reminds me of Christmas tradition than tax base. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Moving on.
But my buddy,
I got to tell you something. I was going. You know what I was going to make for you guys? My buddy sent me Orange Julius.
Yeah.
You can't believe how many calories are in that. It's like all sugar.
Yeah. There was an Orange Julius. You don't remember that. In the mall.
I do.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Wasn't that fantastic?
I tossed pennies into the fountain at
Did
the
you?
Mall.
With the big clock?
Yeah.
And the whole thing?
Very, very, not fuzzy memories of the mall.
Nice.
But,
thank you.
But yes,
yeah, they were very fuzzy. So were the prophets.
Wow. Here we go.
Anyway, but Broadway, I think people like the outdoor store-to-store experience. And the other thing I just want to say about Broadway, and I've said this many times before, is when you walk into a store, many times it's the entrepreneur that you're dealing with, and mm-hmm. I think that's cool versus some chain.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah. That's I don't want to say that's part of the charm, right?
But
what
it's,
it is, what
it's
kind of
the
is?
Epitome of small business,
right? Absolutely.
And it's what makes them special and what makes them gives you a reason and a purpose is you're going to talk to the person. And you're helping, in a way, guys, you're helping to put food on their table. What? There can't be any better feeling than that.
You guys still lobbying the mayor to get the parade to go down Broadway? Because you sure tried with me.
I have no idea.
Why doesn't it? Because the bridge or something?
Anyway, I think that would be cool because I like the square down here. You know, I like Washington Broadway and then the two bridges. I think that's like a
downtown perfect walk. That's my walking route.
It is a good walk.
So we are working. Something we are working on is actually putting up some wayfinding signage and actually branding that like a loop, like a recreational loop.
Mm-hmm. You could name it after me. Because that's the route I square. Take right from here.
I get the square part, John. How does that tie in?
Ben and Dan and Melkor see me walking.
No, that is everybody's got, you know, Appleton's got their thing. You get Michigan Avenue. But we need the, like, I don't know what you're going to call it, but we had talked about branding that as a downtown square. There's something, but you got to do pavers, and there's a lot of stuff you have to do.
Yeah, we have a survey out right now, actually, to businesses in both bids for, like, what do they want to see a call, right? So we're asking for the business's input because it's gonna affect them. And then we hope for when the NFL draft is in town to put up some wayfinding signage and kind of test it and see how it works, see how people flow. So
tell people about Chris Kringle's Village.
Chris Kindle Market on Broadway.
Did I mispronounce?
Yes, yep, you
did.
Just a little.
But so does Jim all the time.
At least you know the difference between Brendan Buick and Bergstrom.
I extra enunciated that on purpose.
Okay. Tell John where the Easter Bunny is in there.
Wow, here we go. My God. I'm sorry about this, Mary.
Chris, that's okay. I'll forgive you.
Hey, can I really get some pheasant from you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You just got to let me know. I can get you, like, ground. I can get it in jerky format. Like,
oh, my gosh. I would love that.
You just got to let me know.
All right.
All right. Chris Kindle Market on Broadway. This is our third year for it. And we've kind of been growing it every single year. And we truly listen to feedback from the year before, both from vendors, but also from people who attended to be like, what was good? What wasn't, right? So we can continue to make the experience better. So last year we get placer data for every single week, which tells us based on your phone, how many phone signals are within that footprint. And last year we had over 10,000 people.
Wow.
In 6 weeks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So these internet numbers we're pulling out of the sky. This is hard data that we got. So we're obviously going to get that data again this year, but just based on our opening weekend, which was November 15th and 16th, the streets were packed. And I talked to that following Monday, I talked to three separate business owners up and down Broadway. And they had awesome Friday and Saturday night sale or Friday and Saturday sales, which is also something we aim for with the events that we do on that street. We want the people to go out and shop elsewhere, dine elsewhere.
And I want to say one thing. And Jim and I actually agree. This is like the only thing we ever agree on. It's to really know a city or to know an area. You have to walk it. You can't drive through it. Absolutely. And that's the thing about Broadway. Walk it and you'll be like, oh, wow, what a cool looking shop this is. Mm-hmm. Or what a cool thing this is. Yeah. Or if you just kind of like buzz past it, you wouldn't notice it.
Absolutely.
It's a great area to walk.
It is. It really is. Yep.
What are the types of businesses? How many vendors? Tell me a little bit more about the Chris Kringle Market.
Yeah, so we have over 20 vendors. We have six of them in the wooden chalets, I'll say on the left side of the market. We have six wooden chalets there that are full season. So those folks are there every Friday and Saturday for the 6 weeks. The other wooden chalets are weekend vendors. So those are businesses that choose to only be there maybe one weekend or maybe two weekends, the Friday and Saturday. And the white tents are dailies. So those people can come in three of the, you know, six Fridays, or maybe it's just one Friday. I don't know. They kind of pick and choose what they want to do, but they didn't want to fully commit to a full season or a weekend.
And it's... most of the product is homemade.
It is, yes.
Like birdhouses. Yep.
Could I get what for next year? Could I get a booth?
It depends on your product, and you might need to get in line because there's people waiting. But
I'll slip you a few bucks. Move me in line.
Okay.
Sure. Just move me.
What's the product though?
Birdhouses. Oh, out of barnwood.
They would work.
As long as
all barnwood, it's all barnwood made products. Yeah. Original barnwood, 200 years old barnwood. I should come to my garage sometime and see the old wood I got in there.
You can't even believe it. I have a ton of barnwood in my garage
really?
Right now.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
But it's the county over there because you're hoarding.
I hoard.
No. I
do
purchased hoard. Mine from a local business.
So it's expensive to buy.
It is. I got 300 square feet of it.
Wow. What are you going to do with it?
Some of it I put up in our tray ceiling of our bedroom.
Oh, nice.
And then I have some plan to do like a small accent wall, and then I want to save some for a basement.
But talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to find a picture to show you.
I want people to know, though, that those are unique things.
They are.
And
yep.
Because the holidays is a hard time to buy because, like, oh, they got everything. Well, yeah. Nobody has everything. But, like, this past weekend, I was out at the antiquarian show. That was a cool place to shop because a lot of things there aren't in, like, Target or wherever people shop, Macy's. But those are unique things. So
they are. Yep.
Tell me a little bit more. What are the type of things you can buy?
Yeah, these are true, you know, artisans. Right. One of the people that come to mind for me, she's been a vendor of ours for a few years, is East Twin Arts. She hand paints ornaments. They're beautiful. And she uses the tiniest little brushes.
Wow. Can I show a piece of old wood that I'm going to make a table out of for here? Yeah. Look at this.
Oh, that's got some good, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to put epoxy in the grooves.
I just finished a live edge piece of barnwood accent table.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, she's just one example of some, just these homemade, unique gifts. And to your point, Mayor, like they just add the passion that these people have for their craft truly comes through. Yeah. We had some pottery folks last weekend. We have someone who makes Russian dolls.
The ones
that go into the other ones?
Yes.
You know what? In Prague, when I was in Prague, it's funny you say that, I bought Brett Favre Packard in Prague.
I mean,
how did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, the Packers are everywhere, are they not?
I guess.
So we have over 20.
I had to carve myself out of a bathroom one day. Is that something?
That is something.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe that. Yep. So this market goes Fridays from 4 to 9, Saturdays 10 to 3, and it goes through December 21st. So we are giving you up until that last 11th nice. Hour to get those gifts in. But then in addition to the shopping, we have a ton of programming. We have, obviously, Santa has come and stopped, and he'll be back December 21st to get those last-minute gift requests from folks. But we have just a lot of really great programming and then also some workshops. So people want to DIY some gifts this
really?
Year. We give people the opportunity to do that
as
well.
So where do we find that out? Because people have big interest in that. That's on your web?
It is. DowntownGreenBay.com. You can look for the Chris Kindle Market on that website. And we have all the information there, the weekly programming and then the workshops. Some of them do require early sign up because they fill up.
But I think what's good about people...
That's beautiful. I love the different colors in there.
Thank you.
But I think people can walk around there, you got some new businesses there, the beauty salon. I just think there's places that people can see, I didn't know that was here. And then they can come back again and again. Because you guys got it going on there. I mean,
Thank you. Everybody knows. Yeah.
I mean, you got some great restaurants, the Japanese place we love. But who doesn't?
Yeah.
Well, then, Jake's Pizza.
Well,
is that still open?
Yeah, they just celebrated 50 years this
summer. Wow, I gotta go there.
And the Tarleton, let's not forget about them. You know,
Can I just one last thing? Accent well.
You know what? I almost bought those are I think that's called cladding.
Okay,
is the technical term for that. And I almost bought some of that for an accent wall, but I chose to just get the regular barn board and like strip it.
But these are old. Everyone knows the original barn board.
I love that. I love the colors in there. You could bundle that and sell it and make a lot of money.
Well, that's if you give me a booth, I will.
We've got a new program for the weekends on the station. Marion Mino.
Yeah.
Cladding? What was the name of it?
Cladding.
Cladding.
Cladding. Okay. That's that. And you can come up with some,
All right. How did I mispronounce Chris Kringle?
Kindle.
It's okay. Kindle. It's Chris Kindle.
Kindle.
Yes.
So it's not Chris Kindle. It's not the... Santa Claus?
Chris Kindle Market, which is all one word.
Okay.
It's a traditional outdoor German street market, holiday street market. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about some other events you got going on. I mean, your lighting was awesome.
Thank you. A couple other aspects, too, that I just want to plug really quick of the Chris Kindle Market is we have the Giving Tree, which is an awesome, awesome thing. And it really helps tie in that shop local vibe. So it's a opportunity people can pick an ornament off and it supports 5 area nonprofits. And then on the back of the ornament, it tells you where in the district you can go to buy those items.
So you're
not only supporting nonprofits, but you're also supporting district businesses, which is really great.
Nice.
Yeah. So kind of a win-win there. All right. We have our winter wine and beer walks. These are really, really popular. They bring a couple thousand people, believe it or not, to the district over the 3 weeks. So they are December 6th, 13th, and 20th. Tickets are required for those. Oh, gosh.
This is my song.
Yeah. This is City Sidewalks.
It's my favorite Christmas song.
Silver Bells. So we love our winter wine and beer walks. These walks.
Hang out. Stick around for a little bit more.
Yeah. That is so
popular. Can you really get me some pheasant jerky?
Yes, my mother-in-law makes it.
I've never had that in my life.
It's awesome.
I would love that.
Just to watch out for the BBs.
All right.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home. With their treasure.
Greatest Christmas song ever.
Hear the snow crush.
Well, I don't know about that. It's a good one.
Ever.
Mary and I would just, if this rendition Mary, doesn't do anything for me.
No, it should be Andy Williams.
Yeah, but this isn't, I mean.
You don't like Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
Well, that's Bing Crosby.
Doesn't sound like Bing.
No.
There it is.
Now it's, of course, that's Bing. I love Bing Crosby.
White Christmas is greatest Christmas.
Carol of the Bells. Carol of the Bells is a great Christmas song.
Carol of the Bells?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you do.
I do? Carol of the Bells?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
That gets it going. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's a classic.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. You want something. Silver Bells is great. A little slow. Silent Night, great song, little
In
slow.
In other words, it's a snoozer.
This is a little slow too, Jim.
No, wait till
this
he starts singing.
Reminds me of high school band. Two Rivers.
This is great by Trans-Siberian Orchestra or the Schmidt Brothers Barbershop Quartet. This is a great, great song.
No one matches Trans-Siberian for this. Yeah,
my dad sang in a barbershop quartet, and they sang Carol of the Bells, and those guys were really, really good.
Mm.
So I like that song, but. John, so you
is that weird sitting around at Christmas listening to your own people singing the songs on the record? You know what I mean? That's No.
We'd go to mass and they would always sing the midnight mass songs before. Yeah, I don't know.
He had it. Okay, so you grew up in Two Rivers.
I did.
He grew up in Two Rivers.
Yeah.
Did you have a Santa's workshop room in your house? Was this a Two Rivers tradition?
I've never.
Okay.
No.
Thank you, Todd.
Hold on a sec. I found some.
All right, this is my dad singing, but this is not the Christmas thing, but this is Stepping Around. Listen to that harmony.
That's beautiful.
It is. This is my dad now. That's him. They talk about two rivers in this song.
Do they really?
They do.
That's fun. I have great appreciation
I can honestly
for
say,
harmony.
I've never heard that before.
And barbershop.
I've never heard your dad before.
It's great.
Your family singing.
It's
that's
just
awesome.
So, it's so great hearing your dad, because my dad, if he were on a record, it would be,
you kids get your bleep out of the bleep.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
Who touched my car? There's fingerprints on it.
My favorite was when he was working midnight shift and he'd have to be like super quiet. And
that's, right, because he had to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all he'd say, one word that was just like, all he'd do is from the upstairs, hey! And it was total silence for the next six
real
hours.
Fast, real
total
fast.
One did. Word, and that was it.
Love it.
What did your family do, Mary?
My dad worked for the city.
Okay.
Two Rivers in the public works department.
Nice.
And my mom worked for the school district.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So you're a Raider. Purple Raider.
I was an L.B. Clark Charger first.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
And then Two Rivers High School. I was the first graduating class from the, I still call
new
it
school?
The new high school.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But I got to go 3 years from third floor to the basement
at
of
the old place.
Old place. That place still
that's cool.
gives me nightmares.
I love Two Rivers. I'm not kidding. I think that, I hope nobody discovers Two Rivers, like the Illinois people or something, because it is still so charming. It's got the greatest
does, yeah.
beach in
it,
the Midwest.
Yes, it does.
And great little restaurants
yes,
and everything. I just love Two Rivers.
Yeah, it's come. It and they redid the main, what is it called? Oh, my gosh. Central Park?
Yeah, well, that's where Jim's family's thing is.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right there.
They
it's
do
cool.
a lot of activities. I'm surprised you're not running Two Rivers with your
I know,
experience.
You could take
no,
over.
But they did. They had a little transition, though. It was
they
a while
did.
Ago.
They
a year and a half
through,
ago, they went
yeah.
through some people, and they're like
a rebranding, and they have a tourism person now that kind of helps.
They got rid of the Kite Fest, though, huh?
No, they moved it to the high school.
Yeah. Oh!
They
I
had
thought, okay.
to because
okay.
of the water.
Okay.
The water levels, there wasn't much beach left.
Yeah, there but used to be so much more beach.
Yeah.
But for 14,000 people, they do a lot of activities.
They do. Yep. Yeah. I mean, gosh.
And
I think it's, I mean, Apple Fest is still a really big deal.
Oh, yeah. They have the stuff with cars.
The car got, show. You know. Yeah.
But what else is cool about those guys? And they have some nice parades, too, for a small
yeah.
town. I mean,
yes,
to do that
do.
That,
yeah.
That parade. But
Snowfest is
yeah.
back now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. yeah.
But they
Sputnik
they work,
Fest? Or is that Manitowoc?
No, that's Manitowoc.
That's Manitowoc.
Yeah. But they work hard. And I agree with their city manager. They're keeping the room tax. Remember?
Yeah.
They need that money because they're generating
yeah.
the money.
Well, you know what I work on every year? They have the big Price is Right contest.
Yes.
At the community show.
Yeah. I
which
know
is
the
such
person
a-
is kind of in charge of that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a great building that is, that old community center.
Every one of my dance recitals was on that stage.
Yeah. Said something. Great place.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wheel of Fortune, that your buddy Chuck Waller, he cashed it in.
Yeah. What's he, like 93, though?
No. He was young.
80 something.
Oh, 80s? Okay. I was thinking about that, man. He was like the man. Todd and I both had a dream of being game show hosts. Oh, yeah.
That,
right.
I can see it.
Yes.
You know?
So can I.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping.
That he and I go get
it. I feel like you'd need longer than a, you know, half hour show.
I know, right? Okay. I know.
So, all right.
Mary, where did we work together?
Oh, heck, it was forever ago. I think I oh man, it could have been a couple jobs ago. I'd have to actually look at the date.
Were
the
you
picture.
Like an intern at the TV station or something, or the radio station?
I worked at Channel 2 for a couple years.
Okay, that's the only place I never
yeah.
worked. Okay,
but right. that could have been when I think that was when Midwest was in the building. That building.
Oh,
that's
we're right. the same building.
That
that's right.
Been.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. We could used to have you pop in sometimes on the show, didn't we?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Well, you're always hungover. Two Rivers girls. Come on. Don't even get me started about
man.
Two Rivers girls. But anyway,
right.
so what else got going on Broadway?
All right. So.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is what he says. Simple Wisconsin.
When you start stepping around, I mean Two Rivers.
They sing that on Ed Sullivan.
When you start stepping around and
it's my dad.
Shopping. When you start stepping around, you get an appetite. When you start stepping around.
That's actually really good.
They are.
So
that is really good. Can you stick around, Mary?
I can.
I mean, your boss is out deer hunting, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's,
I don't get it. It's fine.
Blow it off.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. Mary Rohde on Broadway joining us. Back after this.
My way. My
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.